Never knew it could be so good. Never knew it could be so wonderful. So many different things I'd heard, but I couldn't take nobody else's word. Couldn't believe nobody else. Had to find out for myself. Oh, doctor, ever.
This is a segment of the show we like to call Whatever Became Of. Years and years ago, there was a young jingle writer, Barry Manilow, who wrote for Dr. Pepper and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Whatever became of that man, Barry Manilow? He's on the line with us now. Barry, whatever became of you?
You know, that didn't sound too bad just now.
You've done all right for yourself, Barry. I just want to point out that you'll be performing, and you'll probably already know this, it's on your schedule, but for people who don't know, Barry will be performing at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont on Wednesday, May the 17th. Also, this is very exciting news, a new album, This Is My Town, Songs of New York, and that comes out on the 21st of next month. It's Barry Manilow. Hi, Barry.
Hi, guys. Hi. Yeah, I'm coming to Chicago. I'm coming to Chicago, one of my favorite towns. You know, I broke out of Chicago back in the 70s when Mandy came out, and they booked me at a little club on Rush Street, which is probably now a laundromat or something, but it was called Mr. Kelly's.
Sure.
Yeah. And, when you got booked at Mr. Kelly's, you were on your way. And that's when Chicago and I fell in love with each other.
That was, Barry, just so you know, it
means a lot to
me.
I was waiting for you to say this.
That was my mom and dad's first date was at Mr. Kelly's. They went to see Lenny Bruce, and I know that club very, very well. Long gone, but remembered forever.
Sure, sure.
Well, Chicago loves you as well, Barry. I know that it's been announced that tickets went on sale for your show at the Allstate Arena on May 17th, selling pretty well.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, I'm always very grateful for the audiences that support me. You know, we're doing three shows, that's all. So I stopped touring back in June. That was the end of my touring, but I didn't want to stop performing. So we booked three big shows, one in New York, one in L.A., and, of course, one in Chicago.
We are glad to have you. You know, we had mentioned that you were going to be on the show with us, and a couple of people have texted something in, and they weren't able to call in. So do you mind if I share some of these with you?
Sure.
630 area code says, I won't be able to call when Barry is on, but please forward this message to him. My little sister, who's now 45 years old, was a big hair, big hard rocker. But every time Barry came to town, she had to go see him because she was rocking in her crib since she was a baby listening to his music.
See that?
Isn't that nice?
You know, I may not be rock and roll, but I am passionate. My music is passionate and powerful. And I think that's what the difference is between all the stuff that I've done. And I think that people who do love rock and roll, they may not turn me off so fast because I do have that kind of power to the stuff that I do.
Barry, I bet you hear this all the time. People come up and they say, maybe with some guilt in their voice, I know I'm not supposed to like you, but I like you. You probably hear that a million times a year, don't you?
I do. I mean, they're not as rude as you are. But sometimes I do hear that. You know, it's fine. You know, I'm very proud of the work that I've done. And, you know, any way to get people to hear it is fine.
Sure.
Yeah. And think of it this way, rock and roll or not, it's beautiful and it's catchy music, and probably everyone listening right now, as I mentioned earlier, knows every word to, I would say, at least three of your songs, at least.
I tell you, I know you're right, because when I sing on a stage, I hear 10,000 people singing along with just about every song I do. It's wild, just wild.
We know them all. We love them all. And yeah. Listeners love you. I know we don't have a lot of time with you, but somebody wants to talk to you. Her name is Peggy. Peggy, this is Barry Manilow. Go ahead.
Hi, Peggy. Hi, Barry. How are you?
Hi.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I have always been a fan of Lo.
Oh, thank you. Do you live in Chicago?
I live in Indiana right now, but I am going to the Allstate Arena on May 17th.
Oh, thank you. I hope you have a good time.
Oh, I always have a good time. Always.
All right, Peggy, we got a bunch of people lined up to talk to them, so good to have you say
okay.
Hello.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. Thank you to you, too.
All right, now we've got Mel who wants to talk to you. Hi, Mel. Barry Manilow.
Hi, Mel.
Mr. Barry Manilow, I saw you with Pebble Creek a long time ago out in Hoffman Estates. Best performance I ever saw in my life.
So great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, look at this. Let's just do one more quick. Allison's right here. Allison, Barry Manilow.
Hi, Barry. So nice to hear your voice.
Hi,
I'm looking forward to the show. I was the VH1 winner in 1985.
Yeah.
I got the trip to New York and saw you on New Year's Eve and $10,000, too. That was nice.
And then you
picked me to sing with you in 95 at the Rosemont Theater when it first opened. And I climbed up on the stage, and you helped me crawl up on the stage because there was no stairs. But I just wanted to relive that moment.
Allison and I are old friends.
What song did you sing with him, Allison?
We sang Can't Smile Without You, which Barry used to do every show.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Barry, we don't have a lot of time, but I'm telling you that this is what you get. This is how much...
You make people happy.
Can't Smile Without Barry Manilow.
Right.
That's great.
Barry, true or false, the song Mandy was written for Mandy Patinkin.
That's definitely false.
False. I lost the bet. I owe Wendy $20. All right.
All right. And something else. I promised this listener. They texted us a while ago. Barry Manilow cured me of my stage 3 breast cancer in 1997. I had the honor of meeting him at the Oprah Winfrey Show in 2004. He's absolutely the kindest, sweetest man, not to mention the most talented musician. Barry once said to me, when everything is said and done, people won't remember what you have said or done. Mm. They will remember how you made them feel. And Susan Harris says, thank you for making her feel great.
Well, that's great. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm glad that somebody cured her of her cancer.
That's so nice. Barry, I have to ask you, one of the songs on the new album is a virtual duet with another one of the greatest voices ever, Mel Torme, The Velvet Fog. How did that come to be? What happened with the song Brooklyn Bridge?
You know, I discovered the song and I discovered him. I've always been a fan of Mel Torme because, like me, he's an arranger. He arranges his own songs, and they're always a kind of a different version of the song, and you're always surprised, and that's what I try to do, too. So I've always been a fan of his, and I don't know, I discovered this little song called The Brooklyn Bridge. It's adorable, it's very catchy, and I decided that instead of singing it myself, I would do a duet with him, and it was great.
Isn't it amazing what you can do these days with recordings?
Just amazing.
And you are a great arranger. It's really so nice to talk to you. Barry is going to be at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont on Wednesday, May 17th. I know we're having him on a little early, but we want to get you excited about it and also get you excited about his new album. What number album is this?
Oh, boy, I wonder. I don't know. It must be in the 30s by
now. Wow.
Good God.
Impressive.
This is My Town, Songs of New York, and that drops on April 21st. Do you say drops? I know the kids say today. Yeah, that album drops on April 21st. Do you use that terminology?
No.
You're still old school.
It comes out on April 21st.
Exactly.
Barry, great to talk to you. Continued success. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thanks, both of you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Take care.
Thank you
Bye.
So much.
Barry Manilow. That's all. Just Barry Manilow.
That's pretty exciting.
I know. Do we have any other stars we can chat with when we return?
See, I don't know how we've done this, but we're going to also talk to one-third of Wilson Phillips. You're nodding like you're happy about my math for once.
Your math was dead on. You was perfect.
Carney Wilson will be on with us next. From Barry Manilow to Carney Wilson. How do we do it? It's Kevin Richter.
That's it. And volume.